Let's kick this thing live.
And we're recording, and we're live.
Hello, Internet!
Internet, how you doing?
I think we're live.
Uh-oh. Oh, no! Y'all, are we live?
Y'all, yeah, okay, there we go. Thanks, Bradley.
Did people hear me saying hello, Internet?
I'm pretty sure they did.
Do I need to say hello to the Internet again?
There's a delay. You know how it is.
There's a 7-second delay for beeping.
But yeah. Does the Internet know that I love them?
You know, you're not on Facebook, so.
Oh.
The Internet.
But I am on the Internet.
Yeah, but.
The Facebook is not Internet in its entirety. Plus, I have my own website. Why do I need somebody else's?
You know what Facebook reminds me of sometimes? Actually, it reminds me of a lot of times.
High school?
AOL.
Oh, God. You've got Facebook.
You know, because they're trying to do that everything kind of thing. They tried doing Facebook Mail, and that was a massive flop, and they turned it off.
Well, everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. And now everybody with children has that stuck in their heads. If I had to listen to it three times on the ride to and from New England, everyone else does.
Okay.
What's this you're listening to?
The Lego Movie.
Oh, yeah.
We picked it up, and then over the July 4th holiday, we drove up to Mass, and it was playing in the back
for the
ride up and the ride back.
Over and over. You know they make headphones, right?
Yeah.
Yes, they do. And they have headphones. The problem is the headphones ran out of batteries.
Oh.
So
I'd stop and get some new batteries.
You know, Jay, they make these things called wires.
That's right.
People always wonder why I need to officially throw it in the trash because I just it really has gone beyond that. But why for the longest time I always had just a regular old like phone brand phone with a wire attached to it and it's plugged into the wall. No cordless. I can talk to you while I'm at my desk, but not any more than that, you know, sort of idea. And it's because of that. It's one of those, it doesn't run out of batteries. I don't need to put it on the charging station. It's not going to start ringing and I got to go, where the hell is my phone? It just works. Sometimes simpler is better, Jay.
Do you remember, y'all might not be old enough.
Weirdism.
To remember the,
To be fair, I'm from Maine, so therefore a lot of things that happened, you know, that happened when Alan was a teenager were still current when I was a young man in Maine.
When the phone was wired into the house, and you couldn't unplug it and move it somewhere else, even you couldn't even unplug it.
Yeah, that's before my time.
It was wired into the phone company when you got your phone installed. The phone company came out and physically attached the phone. You couldn't disconnect it.
Yeah, that's before my time. I do remember the four-pronged phone jacks.
Yeah, I was going to say, I actually knew a guy in college who had an old, like, 1950s Bakelite phone with the big brass bell and the thing weighed 25 pounds. It was a thing of beauty.
Yes, it could be used as a murder weapon in a
very, very easily. Yep. And he had to have the three prong to category 2 adapter, so that he could plug it into his dorm.
We have a caller.
We have a caller. We haven't even played the music.
I know we have a pre music caller. Should we take the call or play the music?
I think we should bring the call because people are doing a shot every minute that we don't do this. So that's part of the drinking game.
Okay, well let's take the call. Hello, caller. You're on the air. What?
Mr. Anthem, make a cry. Burn your eyes up, only people make you cry. All this way for coming from our dreams of going to. With luck, will never come true.
I know who this is.
Yeah,
I know who it is, too. I don't know what he's singing.
He's apparently singing from across the room, however.
I don't know.
He's apparently inherited my old audio.
Oh, hi.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you are. Yes.
Thank you for listening to Squirrelport, where you get to be crank called on your podcast.
It's Squirrel Yankers. Yeah. No, wait, that's something completely different.
This is New Jovian Thunderbolt. I'm in my cups. But it was out of the Bengals.
All right. I'm into my cups as well because my baby has new teeth, and therefore I'm drinking.
Ah.
You know, it could have been that or just another Manic Monday.
Save
not
that
like
one
Sunday.
I do like me some Bengals.
Now is Major Quad Hill on tonight?
No.
He's on a little bit later.
You do know that Major Claude Hill was a guest of the show.
I thought he was a regular host at this point.
No.
Wonder your show hasn't gone national and picked up the really big bucks. I can understand now.
Excuse me, T-Bolt. Our podcast is international. We are huge in China.
That's right. Huge.
What? 400? 500? MSNBC beats your ass.
I believe we're big in Bulgaria as well.
I think,
yeah.
As a matter of fact,
we're going to be taking on the road. And we're going to be doing stage shows.
We almost in
Manchuria and in Bulgaria. What's the capital of Bulgaria?
Who knows?
Bulgaria.
We've got Bulgaria City. We've got to be able to book a venue there.
Wait till you hear the score report live at. Beijing album.
I want to hear Score Report translated into Bulgarian. I'll bet it sounds...
I called in because, Breda made me. And yet, Breda isn't on here for me to interact with. I don't understand. No Major Claude Hill, no Breda. What kind of show are you running here, Alan?
A budget one.
Well, we have you.
Oh, that's good. You do have a major star, at least.
That's right.
That's right. He likes shooting zombies with shotguns.
I was giving Nancy some advice on what to do about the seatbelt in the back seat of her car. Apparently it's sticking, which, you know, can be a bad thing, especially when you got a 9-year-old back there. So I gave her the same advice that my father gave me in 1978 when Dad brought home the Pontiac Bonneville. That was a nice V8 two-door. It had those doors that were like wings. If you open them both, you could take out like four lanes of traffic. They're huge doors, and they're heavy.
But you couldn't open them because they weighed about 500 pounds each.
But, yeah, they were Jay's were definitely right about that. They're very, very heavy doors. But the car we had before that was a 1960s Chevy Biscayne.
Biscayne.
Which is what we in this part of the world call that particular model of vehicle. So this whole seatbelt thing was new to me. I had never seen them before, especially this whole shoulder thing. You had an actual seatbelt. You know, some of my friends had the things that went on the lap because, you know, they had the more modern cars from like 1968, 1967. But when we got this 1978 car, it had this thing that came out the shoulder area. So I'm pulling this down, and I'm in the front seat, and I'm getting ready to buckle this in, and my father grabs my hand, and he looks me square in the eye, and he says, "Son, I'd rather see your sister in a whorehouse than you in a seatbelt." And then he beat me bloody with a shambok. That was my 9th birthday.
What the hell's a shambok?
A shambok is a whip sort of thing. It looks like a billy club about 4 feet long, but because it's a billy club made out of rhinoceros hide, it's got some flex to it. So when you really wail on somebody, it's sort of a half whip, half club type thing they got going.
Gotcha.
There's a big reason why in 1990 they sort of made those illegal in South Africa and nobody uses those anymore. But, Dad in 1978 did not have those types of restrictions on him.
Ah, okay.
Oh, T-Bolt, please never sober up. I like you so much better this way. We will have to have an intervention if we find out that you're sober too often.
I have to play the intro music. Hold on.
Okay, go.
Hey,
finally, it's July 24th, 2014. This is episode 114 of the Squirrel Report.
And according to the Wikipedia article, they may also have made those shamboks out of river horse, which I would prefer. Hippopotamus is way cooler than rhino.
What about swamp donkey? That'd be cool.
You know what? We've got those.
It's a swamp donkey shambok.
Oh, you know what? I think I could make a cottage industry out of that. I mean, come on. How many people are saving their
yes, swamp it is. Donkey belts?
Can I talk and interrupt Weird again?
Yes.
Because, you know, that's why I call it Weird. Shut up. I'm talking.
Go ahead.
Well, my father and I, despite that one episode, when I got a little older, we would occasionally go cruising for ugly women in that Chevy Biscayne. My father used me because I was younger and able to actually attract the so-called female attention. And we would have to, Wednesday night church potluck dinners were probably our best bet, because, you know, that's when you could really charm the women working in the kitchen, because they were a little bit older, a little bit heavier. But, you know, then they'd, you know, I'd convince them to come back out to the parking lot, and then they'd open the door of the Biscayne, and then they'd see my father there wearing his wife beater, smoking his Tipperilla. And, you know, that cherry be glowing red, and they'd go, well, I don't know about the two of you. I can get in there, man. And then off daddy would go. And eventually we'd end up down by the train tracks. Am I going on?
This is so...
yeah, this is officially the topic for the show.
I don't even know.
The show you picking up ugly women.
You and your pa never used to go cruising for ugly women?
No.
It was called hogging.
At one time there, Alan. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, Jay used to go cruising for ugly women.
Oh, Jay's local. I go cruising with him right now. Oh, he's married.
Meanwhile, I used to be in band camp. So, yeah.
So this one time in band camp.
Yeah. So yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend from Canada too?
She was from New Jersey.
Okay.
Well, that's hard to prove in Maine. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
It's very hard to prove in Maine.
I'm not sure in Maine you can even prove that New Jersey exists.
I got a swamp donkey girlfriend in New Jersey. Yeah, right,
I actually went to her band camp once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's as good as the story. That's not a euphemism. That's as good as the story gets. That wasn't a particularly good
relationship. And that's how the Penthouse Letters story started there. I went to her band camp down in New Jersey.
Now she's married to a taxi cab driver in New York City.
Oh, that's where they make the good bikini sauce.
I dodged a bullet with that one.
Yeah.
All the good sauce is made in that town.
Now I'm just married to a workaholic that makes a whole lot of money and puts up with Jay's shit. For some strange reason, she likes Jay. I don't know why.
It's the dark skin.
She's got jungle fever.
That's right.
It's her liberal upbringing to think that the dark skinned people have souls.
Yep.
Well, who doesn't know that?
But come on, there's a reason why the mob sells heroin to them.
Okay, hey, T-Bolt, while we have you here, yep, you know our call-in. Have you our call-in topic tonight?
There's a call-in topic.
Yes, there is. The call-in topic is, what old school thing do you do or wish you did, and why? By old school, I mean like shave with a straight razor, make your own bacon, grind your own coffee, you know, stuff that, well, you know, modern conveniences would have replaced. But
I used to make my own beer. 600 gallons at a pop, about three times a week.
That's a lot of
beer.
But,
you know, that was a lot of work, and that didn't really pay much. And, man, did you sweat this time of year. You got a boiler going. You got the boiling wort. So you have a 600-gallon tank of liquid boiling. You have a boiler of steam going over here. You got a mash tun full of, 20 trash cans full of barley that you've turned into oatmeal that you can only feed the cows at this point. So it was a bit sweaty. I don't have.
Wait a minute. Wait. Back up. You can feed part of the beer process to cows.
The cows love it.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering, Pinky?
No. Jay, you can also feed it to Australians.
I never did have a steak from those cows, damn it.
You can feed it to Australians and Brita.
Feed the cows the beer byproducts, kill the cows, and eat beer-soaked beef.
That's quite a bit of your beef will eat the spent grain. I mean, Budweiser creates quite a bit of it. It all goes to feedlots close to the brewery.
Whoa, wait. We have news from chat that pigs will eat it as well.
Oh, yes.
I think beer-infused bacon would be the greatest thing. You could solve world peace.
My Florida brewery fed the spent grains to pigs. The pigs in Virginia were apparently too picky to eat the spent grain. I have no idea why, but that was the case.
Your hogs and got uppity.
I had a hobby farmer that I was supplying this to, and he had a couple dozen head of cattle, and that was good enough. He was so depressed when his bull Anthony apparently broke his hip mounting one of the you know how the story goes.
one of the ugly women.
One of the ugly women. Yeah, exactly. And I couldn't get any work out of it. The other thing is, I had a deadhead working at the brewery. An actual person that had been to dozens of Grateful Dead concerts was one of my assistant brewers. And this was in the 90s, and Jerry Garcia died like one Tuesday during the week. I couldn't get a lick of work out of him for a week and a half. He just sat and moped in the corner. It was a really, really sad thing.
So, yeah, it's very sad when someone becomes a heroin addict at age 60.
Anyway. Well, I had a great grandfather. He got the glaucoma, and that when glaucoma hits you, that's like just putting down a curtain, and you're just totally black. You can't see nothing. You went your whole life up until age 40 being able to see, and then all of a sudden blackness. But that didn't stop him from shaving with a straight razor. And I figure if my great grandpa could shave with a straight razor, I could too. And I haven't lost that much blood yet. I've been doing it about every Saturday for a year now.
Wow.
All right, then.
Well, I already knew how to sharpen a blade because of woodworking habits. That's another thing I do. I've got a hand saws that are older than World War I, most of them, but one of them is a Civil War era that is still quite effective. They're made by the Diston Company outside of Philadelphia. Anybody from Philadelphia?
No.
Shout out on the chat there, will you?
No, Jan's not on, so... No.
Hey, we've got more people stacking up on the phones.
Oh, son of a bitch, you always hang up on me, Alan. I'm going to complain to the union.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we enjoyed every minute of it.
I'm happy, too. I really wasn't drunk all day.
You're just normal.
Make sure you get some more buckshot.
I'm going to go see if Daddy still has a biscuiting.
Oh, man, and we do have more callers.
Biscuity.
This is area code 508. Hello.
Oh.
Hey, it's Arctic Elf.
Arctic Elf, all right.
I know that dude.
I met him once. He's not really
a baby handling man. Mine's got new teeth, and she cried a lot.
You've got six teeth now, and yeah, there's a whole lot of howling involved.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We have dueling babies. Can we race them?
Baby races.
Baby Thunderdome.
Two babies enter. One baby leaves.
We'll put them in the little walkers. We'll paint finish lines and start lines, and it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong.
Baby. Oh yeah, no, I'm putting that. I think my baby could beat the shit out of his baby. I'm just saying.
I don't know. He's getting pretty fast.
He's a spry young man. I'm not going to say it's going to be an easy fight, but I don't know. This little girl's got a killer instinct, just like Daddy.
I don't know.
I think we should wager on this.
Yeah, no, this is definitely.
I wager 500 quatlus on La Weirda.
What the hell is that?
I think at some point this fall we're going to be up in Weird's neighborhood. So. we might be able to arrange that.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, if you do get video.
Yes. You have my number.
Yeah.
You have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
So, Arctic Elf, do you do any old school thing like that that you deliberately do that's not like modern?
Well, I use a straight razor, and no shit, alcohol based aftershave, because it just works better.
Do you find shaving with a straight razor is a better shave than any of the more modern style?
It's a better shave, and it leaves my face in better shape than a modern razor.
Do you also occasionally pick up your revolver and play Russian roulette?
No.
Because that's how I'd feel waving around a sharp blade like that around my throat. I'd be too scared to do it because I'd be thinking, you know, one slip and I'm toast.
All right, now you gentlemen need to explain to me what this shaving thing's all about. I'm not on Facebook. I don't, maybe I've missed the local trend, but yeah, I don't get it.
It's what happens when your boss expects you to not look like a hobo when you show up to work.
Oh, that's called I quit.
Well.
Yeah, no, I keep telling one of my coworkers who has a full beard and dresses like he slept in a boxcar that when I interviewed for the job I was wearing my suit, and I tell him I can't remember half the shit you said to me because all I was doing was looking at how you were dressed and the beard that you had on your face, going, oh, thank fucking God. Because, well, yeah, no, definitely. It was one of those things of, like, if everyone was clean-shaven and everyone was wearing, like, a polo shirt, yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I don't think I need to work there.
Yeah. Well, until Lady Elf gets a job that will support me in lifestyle, I'd like to become accustomed to. Yeah, I have to shave.
That's where I got you, buddy. I just went part-time.
Yeah, you lucky SOB.
Oh, she makes so much money. She's not home very often, but she makes so much money. But, hey, my wife's not home very often, so that's actually nice. It leaves more time for the hookers.
And she has no time to spend all the money, so.
Oh, she's not a big spender. Oh, God, she doesn't listen to this podcast.
Well, she's still married to you, so I don't know.
She has known me since she was 13. She should have known better.
There's someone for everyone.
I guess so. Of course, Lady Elf's still married to me, so I'm going to...
There you go.
I'm going to count my blessings on that one. My other one is a fountain pen.
Ah.
But I had horrible carpal tunnel from, I don't know, middle school on. Of course,
oh, I got that too. Yeah, that's when I figured out how to do it too.
Switched to a fountain pen from a regular ballpoint, and all of a sudden my handwriting improved and my wrists don't hurt anymore.
Is that because it forced you to hold the pen in a different fashion?
Part of it is that they are bigger, so it gives you a little bit more to hold on to, but you also... You don't have to mash down on a fountain pen. You just sort of get it close to the paper and write, and it just glides along the surface. I mean, you can't fill out even a two-copy carbon form with it, because it just doesn't transfer.
Yeah, you can't use it if you're left-handed either.
No, that would probably just be a mess.
Yeah.
But you gotta remember, Alan, left-handed people are the son of the devil.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
It's true. So there's a reason why the Roman army wouldn't recruit them.
Can I diverge from the topic for a minute?
Please,
sure. Why not?
Well, so I got a question for Alan and one for Weird. So Alan, is it Instagram or the Instagram?
Oh, it's...
I'm going to post a picture of Brita to.
Instagram or the Instagram?
Yes.
Well, it's the Instagram. It's just like the Facebook. It's the Instagram.
Okay. Just checking.
No, it's not.
Facebook, you know, actually when Facebook started, it was called the Facebook. And for for several years, it was the Facebook.
The Book of Faces?
That was its name, thefacebook.com.
The Facebook. But it was also only on what? Harvard or Yale?
It was Harvard.
Harvard, yeah. So, now the question for Weird.
All right.
Have you tried gripping it 20% lighter?
Yes, I have. It's often when I'm drunk.
Well, so I had a pro tell me that it'll improve your follow through, give you more control over the shot, and help everything go straighter.
Well, I mean, I don't know. The shot doesn't go that far.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
I just got here. What's going on?
Arctic Elf is on the phone and he's asking questions. Hi.
When it comes to gripping of firearms and not of guns, if you want to quote Arlie Ermey, I have found actually that a tighter grip is better.
Yes. I don't like the loose grips.
Yeah,
definitely.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was not talking about firearms. Weird.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No. You got to switch it up, man. You got to be a switch hitter. You know. Sometimes you bat left. Sometimes you bat right. You got to keep it guessing. It is a wily beast.
All right. Thanks for calling, Artie Gale.
All right. Have a good night, all.
Exactly.
Alan, to be fair, I am being clean. This is very ambiguous.
I know.
There's children in the back seat.
They have no idea what I'm talking about. It's perfectly all right.
This is like those jokes that they used to plant in the old Sesame Street.
Yes.
He's mastering his domain.
And we got another caller.
What are we? Are we having a topic right now?
Yeah. The call-in topic is the old, you know, what old school thing. But we've had so many people call in. You missed New Jovian Thunderbolt.
Oh, gosh. What did he say?
He had a long spiel about this and that. And it was actually it was very entertaining.
It was about a Chevy Biscuit. You'll have to download the podcast.
Yep.
Okay.
I highly recommend it, Brita.
Is it a good show? I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So far,
it's been pretty funny.
It is the best show we have ever done.
Wow.
And we have another caller. And this is
third caller?
This is Bradley.
Hi, Bradley.
Yes, it is. How are you guys doing?
Greetings, Bradley.
Doing fine.
I actually called in on topic for once.
No way. You lie.
Blasphemy.
I got to thinking, I do a ton of stuff the old school way. I use soap and a brush to do lather up for my safety razor. You know, I make my own jerky. I reload my own ammo. Not only do that, I actually cast my own lead bullets for most of my calibers.
Wow. Is there like a particular reason? Do you just enjoy doing it that way?
Well, I got into reloading because it was cheaper. And I found out it's not. I just shoot a whole lot more.
Right.
And that's why I got into casting, because buying bullets by, you know, the 500 or the 1,000 was expensive, where I could get wheel weights for free and, you know, then started spending new money doing that. And it's actually relaxing and it is, you know, cheaper, sort of.
Do the lead fumes make you feel funny in your head?
You don't actually cast at a high enough temperature to get vaporized lead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tar and stuff. Yeah.
I want to know about Bossy Jaw. Do you get Bossy Jaw?
What?
Everybody go to YouTube, go to Wikipedia and look up Bossy Jaw. It's hilarious.
I don't know what that is.
It's if you get like, it's phosphate poisoning, and evidently it collects in your jawbone.
Oh.
And you have to have your jaw taken off, and it's horrible. But
yuck, what's that from?
It's from like phosphate mines or something like that,
oh.
or people that would make match heads.
Well, I don't make my own matches, and I don't work in a phosphate mine.
There
so
you go. You're probably
well, there's your
not
problem.
High on my threat list.
So basically, you just you do it the old school because it's cheaper?
Originally, it started out being cheaper, but it's a lot more consistent, and I can afford to shoot, you know, high power, high velocity rounds and not worry about it. And finding full wad cutters in 44 Magnum is next to impossible, yet I've got a 6-gang mold and I can knock 1,000 of them out in half an hour.
Huh. That makes sense.
But how hard can you push them if they're cast lead?
You can actually push them really, really, you know, like 1,200-1,300 feet per second without any real leading. They do make mold, so you could gas check them, and then you can push them, you know, as fast as you damn well want. And there's people that are now powder coating their lead bullets, basically doing a semi-ghetto jacket. And they're pushing them at rifle velocities.
Wow.
How do you do that?
Powder coat?
Yeah.
Ground all the bullets, connect them to negative, spray it with powder coat, and then throw it into an oven. Not an oven that you're ever going to eat in again.
Oh, so you just
and bake them
it.
350 for...
Oh.
What if I just don't tell my wife? Can we still use it?
Not a good idea.
Well, do you like dying?
I haven't tried it yet. I've heard good things.
Well, I hear there is a heaven, but that might just be a movie.
If it's anything like defending your life, I'm in.
Wow. There's an obscure Albert Brooks reference.
Thank you.
That's not that obscure.
That was actually a pretty good movie. I liked that one.
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
I really enjoyed that movie.
Yep.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Defending Your Life, and for some reason you're like, Jay, I'm thinking it's an obscure reference, then like you need to be working harder.
I did see it, and it sucked, and I don't ever care to see it again. So there we go.
Well Jay, that's
how could it suck?
That's why people of your inferior race are picking our cotton.
Oh, God.
Bored the living
you go to heaven, Jesus, you can eat whatever you want and never get fat and never get full.
I want to get full. That's half the fun of eating is getting full.
And how big their brains were. Oh, their brains were so big.
Anyway. Hey, thanks for calling, Bradley.
Okay. Talk to you guys later.
Right. We have more callers. Oh, let's take real quick before we take the next caller. Weird, what old school things do you do?
I don't do a ton of old school things. I won't lie. But I got to tell you, I do really reminisce for the days when, like, men wore hats.
God damn it, you stole mine.
Because I got to say, I've got a whole ton of vintage fedoras. They belonged to my great-grandfather, and he left them to me. And I mean, they're absolutely beautiful, and I do wear them on occasion when I'm, like, dressed up and going out somewhere. But... overall, I mean, I just can't wear them because the fucking hipsters.
I know. That's my problem. I wish hats would come in style, back in style, because I want to wear them. But if you wore one now, you look like a hipster douchebag. And
exactly.
Nobody wants to do that.
There's so many things that I enjoy doing that hipsters have totally stolen. Yeah. I will still enjoy my Pabst Blue Ribbon because I can enjoy it in the privacy of my own home.
Well, nobody has to know.
But yeah, but no, I mean, I've always been into fedoras because I was into Raymond Chandler novels for, you know, the better part of my life. So therefore, just, you know, having a nice fedora and, you know, wearing a trench coat and that sort of stuff. And then the goths took the trench coats and now the hipsters took the fedoras.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, that was going to be mine, too. I actually don't do anything old school that I can think of. Except I use a lot of old fashioned phraseology sometimes.
Yes.
But that's Elton
talks like a grizzled 1890s prospect.
That's from reading. Well, that's from reading old books and stuff.
Oh, darn it!
Yeah, no, I've actually referred to to having a drink at the end of the day as taking a snort and had some people misconstrue that.
Yeah, that'll happen.
No. I don't go home and do cocaine. Mm. I go home and, you know, pour myself a nice hefty glass of whiskey.
Right. How about you, Jay? Do you do anything old school?
You know, I was having a hard time thinking about it, and it, like, hit me. I pay by check.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
Yeah. I you know what it is? It's Borpatch. And his whole online security thing, I don't trust online bill pay. Just don't. It's a fad. Yeah. It's not going to catch on. This internet, it's a fad. That and I cut my lawn using coal power.
Are you using an electric mower?
Yeah.
I have a real mower that I use sometimes when I don't let the grass grow up too high.
Yeah.
And I actually prefer that to a gas mower. It's more pleasant.
I'm gonna cruise Craigslist in like October and look for a real mower. Yep. I won't drop $100 on one because I'm afraid that I'll let the lawn go too long. But yeah, if I can pick one up cheap, it's on.
Yep.
Because I do too.
I like it. It's like rolling scissors across your yard. And then snip, 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 snip.
Yeah. It's a noise.
I gotta again do a shout out to fan of the show Vector who's listening to this in his car on Friday, and pointing out that he has a push mower and he does it because he doesn't use it anymore because now he bought a new house that has a gigantic lawn, but it's not quite Jay's old house size, but it's probably that. And so he doesn't have a riding mower, but his both of his babies are light sleepers, so he took into getting a push mower because it let him mow during nap time.
Nice, yet another benefit. That's what I enjoyed about mine. It was quiet. I didn't have to wear earplugs or anything.
Yeah, that's the nice part about the electric. All you hear is the whir of the blade, which is really cool.
Does yours have a cord or a battery?
It's battery.
How well does the battery work?
The one, knock on wood, so far it's been great.
Because I got to say, I grew up using electric string trimmers. And, you know, I mean, the old school ones were all corded. And so, you know, when I bought, you know, when I got my house and suddenly had a lawn I needed to take care of, I went, oh, look, they make these cordless ones. That's way better. And they friggin' suck.
Yeah.
Awful. And so now I'm looking... I'm waiting for this one to die. I'm waiting for this set of batteries that I have to die. And Ryobi makes a four-stroke string trimmer, and that's going to be mine because I don't want to deal with two-stroke gas.
Yeah, those are horrible.
Yeah.
I don't use it, my lawn is too darn small to have a canister of two-stroke gas. It's going to go bad on me. There's no way I can mix enough.
Yeah, that's why I wanted the electric. The same reason, it's gas. Unless I get like a half gallon tank, and by the way, they completely ruined the gas can.
Oh yeah, that's
something I do old school. Is I've got an old school steel one. That thing works like a charm, and I fill it all the way up first thing in the spring when the lawn starts growing, and I don't care how much I put in it because at the end of the season I pour it in my car.
Yep. You know what else I do that's old school, Alan? What? It just dawned on me. I'm like, duh. I carry a revolver.
Oh.
Who does that?
That is old school.
I carry a revolver also, but unfortunately mine's made of plastic, so I don't know what that counts as.
Well, I figure that the model 13 or 19 count because they're all steel with wood stocks. So.
Oh, you've got your old 30. You've all got your old model 38.
Yep.
Do you not carry that one?
That is not often.
Because that thing's beautiful. I'm in love with it.
That's why I don't carry it.
I get
if
you.
I'm going for that size, it's the Ruger LCR because it's plastic, and you know, if God forbid I ever needed to use it and it got taken as evidence, I would not lose a lick of sleep.
Yep.
But oh, no, the Model 38, it's like, oh boy, that would just break my heart.
Yeah, but my LCR is in 357.
Yes, it is.
And it doesn't hurt my hand like yours does.
How about you, Brita? I know you do a lot of things old school.
I kind of do a lot of old things. Well, let's see. I'm learning how to sew on a sewing machine that's older than I am, actually.
Oh, but that's easy because you're so young.
Yeah.
Brita's just turned 29.
Thanks. Don't play the sound. I will kill you.
I'm not playing anything.
Okay.
You're the one that brought it up.
There's no 29-year-old sound.
Right. I do embroidery. I make, like, marmalade and jam and pickles, and I do canning. And
I've had your marmalade. It's awesome.
And I grow a garden, and I dry herbs, and you know, it's an old school thing. I got rid of my dishwasher.
That is old school.
Why did you do that?
You know, it's just me and Mike here, right? So what would happen? We had a dishwasher. It was a perfectly good dishwasher. I donated it to a school for special needs people. But anyway, so we had the dishwasher. And what would happen would be, and because we can't have phosphate in our dish soap, the soap wouldn't wash the dishes really well. So what would happen was we'd, you know, have the dirty dish, so you'd have to kind of pre-wash the dish before you put in the dishwasher, right? Uh-huh. So then you put it in the dishwasher after washing it, and you run the dishwasher, and then you have to unload the dishwasher. So I feel like I was kind of like removing a step. So I just washed the dish, put it in the drainer, and put it away. So I skip the whole, like, there's a whole portion of work that, you know, I get rid of.
I definitely hear you, Brita, and until I had a baby, I was definitely king of the, you know, we may have run our dishwasher, I don't know, once every other week sort of
idea. Right.
You know, sort of thing, but overall, 9 times out of 10, at the end of the night, it was one of those, yeah, I'll just wash all this stuff by hand.
Yeah, because you've got two plates and a couple cups.
Yeah, not the princess, because she makes all the money.
Right.
But I would wash it. But you know, if we had company over or all that, oh, thank God for the dishwasher.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the now that I have a baby and there's all this like bottle stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's like I run.
Yeah, I could see how that would be good, but we just don't need it.
At best, I run it every other day, but most of the time it's every single day that thing gets run.
I do a lot of old school stuff, and I think I love embroidery, and I love canning when I get a chance to do it. It's like a process, so, you know, you can't just, like, I'm going to whip up some jars of jelly, you know. It's like a process. So, but I think the point of this is we have, like, all these modern conveniences, and I think now we do old-timey stuff because, number one, the product is better, and it makes us feel good, you know? It, like, it's pleasurable. It's like, you know, and then you kind of have, like, this pride afterward. Like, hey, look what I did, you know, kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah, there's something about that. I mean, it's one of those, that's why I live in a house that's 90 years old.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more work here and there, but overall, it's one of those, like, I watched a mansion get put up near my house and just watched this, like, big, huge place get put up and then watch them cover it with plywood.
Oh.
And I just went, oh, really?
Wow.
And then put brick facade over the
plywood. Oh, yeah.
And it's one of those,
like, my house was built in 1935, so almost as old as your house. And it's like a better house. You know what I mean? It's like I've got plaster walls and things are sturdy and, you know, it's better somehow than.
Oh yeah. No, it's everything in here is like rock solid wood, except in some of the new construction places. It's been added to a little bit.
Yeah. But,
I also, one of my old school things that I do is I still poop outdoors.
Do you dig a hole, or you just go in the yard like the dog?
Oh, no, I've got a privy.
Oh, that reminds me. Speaking of old school, I'm going back to the Middle Ages, medieval times.
Oh, that's right.
Next week.
Do they have a priv?
No, they're porta potties. They're the nicest, cleanest porta potties you'll ever use in your life.
Wow, that almost sounds like
oxymoron. They are cleaned like multiple times a day. They are rinsed out. They are sanitized.
Oh man, that actually sounds good. There's definitely been many a time where I've pissed on the side of a porta potty because it was much better than going inside.
But so that's another thing. And the people in SCA at Penzic, like some people are really into it, and they have classes on all sorts of things, and it's really interesting to see people and talk about like getting pleasure out of doing something. Fashioned. You have people who are building earth ovens and, dyeing their own wool to create fabric. And it's just fascinating.
Technically speaking, you shear the sheep. They're not supposed to die.
you should, I should take more pictures and stuff and maybe put them up because it's really interesting.
Take a lot of corset ones.
Yeah. I don't have corsets.
Isn't that can be arranged.
I know.
Go old school, Brita. Use like a 35mm camera.
Okay. I will do.
Oh, that is one.
I don't think you can buy film for those anymore.
But borrow one of the daguerreotypes from Alan.
Alan would, carve on clay tablets.
Hey. In a ziggurat.
I am thoroughly modern, I'll have you know.
That's true. I waxed my mustache. Damn old school.
That is old school. I don't do anything old school.
Well, maybe you should start.
I've got a friend who's definitely born in the wrong era, and he is like the only person to wear a handlebar mustache that is not a hipster. And he actually goes home and changes out of his mandated by business polo shirt into a suit.
Wow.
Smokes his unfiltered cigarettes, waxes his mustache, and he's
Is he single?
Yes.
Imagine. Well, no, I think
wow.
No, I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm sure. But he would need a very specific lady.
Yeah. I actually haven't met his current lady. He's up in Maine.
Is she from Canada too?
I'm pretty sure she's from Buxton.
Oh dear. We haven't yet had a chance to talk about our main topic.
Oh, I thought this was the topic.
Well, kind of, sort of was, but I was talking about the that whole etiquette and manners thing. I guess it kind of
goes. Yeah,
kind of goes because etiquette and manners is very old school.
Well, let's dive right into it, Jay. How was your cavity search?
I don't opt out.
You don't
generally.
You don't.
I don't.
Hmm.
I don't. I just.
You want to get through TSA.
I want to get through TSA. I don't want to cause an incident.
Yeah.
And if I go through the pat down, I will cause an incident. I know myself well enough to know how I will react to some low level high school dropout feeling my junk, and it ain't going to be pretty. So I'll endure the million Rentgens and potential cancer down the road so that I don't end up in jail.
Oh, it's just millimeter wave radio. It's not even ionizing.
It's just tritium. Don't worry about it.
That is true, but you know what? To have a high school dropout touch my balls, oh God, it's worth it. It is worth it. And just to look them in the eye while they're doing it and say,
Do you wink?
I haven't done this, but what I need to say is, there are plenty of jobs that you could be doing.
Yeah.
Not touching my dick.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
they wouldn't get a shiny badge. I think that's my favorite, is they stand around with badges.
Oh, yeah. The badge. Fuck, hate that.
Are you... They're not TSA anymore. They're blarts.
Huh?
That's what they are.
What's a blart?
Paul Blart.
Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Oh.
Oh.
That's what it is.
I have got to say, like, every time I go to the airport, almost always do I see a TSA agent in full uniform like just off on break or doing their own thing. They'll be either riding the airport shuttle or something like that. And all I got to do is just stare at them and going, really, that is like the 1935 equivalent of the SS uniform.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, they're not quite stuffing people in ovens just yet, but they'll get there.
They would, yeah. They would if they thought they could get away with it.
I'm surprised they haven't asked. No, they have. They have. They're thinking of issuing guns, right? To TSA agents.
I'm shocked they haven't.
They've asked. No, I think they have. I'm pretty sure I read this in the news.
They've asked for it.
They've asked.
Oh, how many TSA agents they were not armed today. Pass a background check? Oh my God! So many of them with friggin' neck tattoos.
Have you ever seen Orange Is the New Black or heard of it?
I'm aware of it. I haven't seen it.
Well, you know, it's the women's prison show.
Yes,
and you would love it. Weird.
I've heard there's tatas.
Yeah. Wait a minute, women in prison. You have my interest.
Right. Okay. Anyway, so I'm sidetracked now. One of the characters was a TSA agent.
Ooh.
And she, because, you know, there's all these characters in the show and every woman has a backstory and they kind of like, you know, kind of add a little backstory every episode.
Which one is it? Because I'm familiar with a lot of the characters. I just haven't watched
the show. I can't remember her name. She's one of the big black women with the afro.
Okay.
Can't remember what her name is.
That's okay. I know that one.
Anyway, so yeah, and she was a TSA agent, and one of the first scenes where they're showing her backstory was where she was at work doing this TSA thing and going through luggage and stealing iPads and shit out of people's luggage. And I thought it was really interesting that they actually were kind of honest about that, because that does happen.
Yep.
So yeah.
And so basically they're raising the fees for the TSA. They're doubling the TSA fee attached to every ticket. It's double.
And think of the value, Alan. Well, all the terrorists that they've stopped, and all the safety we've got, really they should write them a blank check. It's like minimum wage.
But you know, they weren't worth what they were getting, what they were charging before. They're not certainly not worth double it.
Alan, if they want to pay $45 for minimum wage, I think it is worth it. So for that person to say, hello, welcome to Walmart, I think that is worth $45 an hour. I mean, it is only fair that they should be able to buy a home and a car and lots of single malt scotch and, you know, make sure that car is a BMW and all that. I mean, it's worth it. I mean, come on, Alan. These are human beings.
Are you sure about that?
No,
not.
I am absolutely, they are absolutely not human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're terrible goddamn people. And we need to
And they are all just slovenly. What is that?
I don't know.
And their gloves are dirty.
Oh, yeah, of course they are.
Ugh.
Their gloves are there to protect
them, not you. I know, but it's just... Because when I go through TSA, I do not have a choice. I have to get the pat down because of my leg. And, oh, you know, you see the fat woman in the pants and the – oh, she's coming at you with those dirty gloves. And it's just like, you know, I have to stand there, spread eagle, and I try to go to my happy place, which is – somewhere altogether different. But the first time I got the pat down, I about cried because it was really, it was pretty traumatic. Ugh, awful.
Oh, yeah.
Now I just, you know, zone out.
So now you've got a permanently ensconced agency of, you know, how many, 40, 50,000 people that basically don't accomplish anything.
No.
To be fair,
I was standing around.
Every time I have had my penis touched by strange high school dropouts, it has been with clean gloves, and they've mentioned that, and I've thanked them for that. And when they ask me what do I have any sensitive parts of my body, I say only my Fourth Amendment rights.
There and at one point in time, the phone, Alan.
Nope. I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
Nobody's calling me.
What about your cellular telephone?
Well, that would be the wrong number to call.
Everyone, call Alan's cellular telephone.
I'm not. There's no calls coming in.
We need some heavy breathing. Oh, well, keep going. Keep going. Just a little bit longer.
No.
Anyway. Oh, Alan, you sure do have a pretty mouth.
Anyway.
Has anyone else noticed how pretty Alan's mouth is?
He has really soft hair, too.
He it's does like have
rabbit fur.
Like bunny fur.
It's not it's quite a as soft. It's not quite as soft as mine, though, I've got to say.
I don't recall.
Alan can't walk in the woods because a bear will try to wipe his bare butt with it.
That is true. I have experienced that as well.
That's the obscure joke of the day.
I won't lie.
Nancy Randall on the chat says Alan has the softest hair ever. Ugh. It's true.
Nancy, have you not touched my hair? We're gonna have to, next time we're all together, we're gonna have to have a Pepsi challenge here. I am duckling soft.
Cosmo has softer hair than I do.
I doubt it.
Does he actually go back in time?
Huh?
Who? Cosmo?
It's so soft. Like, the only way to get softer would be, like, be born.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It wasn't that good. Never mind.
Can we talk about ducklings now? I want to talk about ducks.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned something. I didn't put it in the thing, but there was something about some guys got...
There's a veteran in Ohio who has a flock of ducks, and they're his PTSD ducks.
Oh.
And Ohio's going to try to take away his ducks.
How do you have PTSD ducks? Come on.
They're his service animals.
No.
I gotta say.
This reminds me of the patron I had at the library
yesterday. That sounds like a scam.
Nuh-uh.
Have you petted a duck?
They are bitey little bastards.
And they crap all over the place.
They do crap all over the place, but he says that keeps him active.
Yeah. What did talk about this guy you had, because that's an interesting story.
Bruce. They haven't really said it. There's nothing.
No, let the duck. Oh, okay. Duck finish.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing in the story about why they're taking away his ducks, but they're just saying that, you know.
Does he live in an HOA?
I don't know. It didn't in the article that I read. It didn't say anything about why they're taking away the ducks.
Because he's a fraud.
Because he lives in a city and they don't allow barnyard animals.
But they're so soft. Therapy
ducks.
They're super cute. They're not quite as cute as Alan's El Anradio. That was a great video, Alan.
I know. That was terrific.
Okay.
Perfectly timed with the music.
So, and I've got to say, I've held an El Anradio. And they also make excellent service animals.
They carry leprosy.
Well, you get the certified leprosy-free ones. You don't get them. You're a leprechaun. There's a warning on the
armadillo.
There's a warning on the shrink wrap package that the El Armadillo is coming in, and it says, "Do not put these animals anywhere near the leprosy colony, and they are capable of firing with the magazine removed."
Oh, God. Real quick, Brita, tell your story about the...
Because
it's a great story.
Well, you know, at the library, we have a lot of people come in that are looking for help to steal money from the government. Hey, free money, you know. And, you know, we get the Obama phone people, and we get the Social Security people, and then, the Section 8. Section 8 and whatever else. But yesterday I had this guy come up and he was looking for information how to apply for disability. And he initially had said to me he wanted to know about what mental conditions you needed to apply for disability. And he said, I saw a book here the other day. Do you have books? I looked it up. No, it was checked out. Oh, okay. So he says, can I look on the internet? I said, sure. You know, go ahead. I figured, you know, he seemed kind of painfully stupid to me. So I figured, well, maybe he qualifies, you know. So So a little while later, he calls me over because he wants to print something. And he says he was looking through the list of the physical ailments that you could have to apply for disability, because apparently the mental ones, you know, didn't check out. He didn't have any of those, so he couldn't claim those. So he was sitting there on the computer, and he was reading the list of physical ailments that he could have, trying to match himself up with something he could claim. And so at that point, I was like, oh, fuck no, I'm not doing this, you know. And he's sitting there, and he says to me, he says, well, I don't know, I have a bad back. I bet I'll qualify. And I turned and I looked at him, I said, you know, I don't know, because I'm missing a leg and I don't qualify.
Boom.
And at that point, he started stammering and, you know, trying to make excuses for himself. And I just walked away. Didn't help him with the printer, damn it. But so as he was leaving, he comes up to my desk. And he's standing in front of my desk. And I was right about to leave. So I was on my phone texting with my mom, telling her something. And he walks up to my desk and he starts once again trying to explain himself, and because I had shamed him. And he keeps going on and on and on, and I just kept on saying, okay, 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 and I'm never looked up from my phone. And then at the end of it all, he says, I know you don't care. And at that point I looked up at him and I said, no, I don't.
Awesome.
And yeah, it's just, you just get tired of it, you know, because, like, you know, you're working your job and people come in and want your money.
Yeah.
And you have to help them do it. You know, it's crazy.
Tying back into old school, thinking about that old statement, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. They don't have paper.
There isn't. Nope. When's the last time you saw a phone booth or a phone?
I can't remember the last time I saw a phone booth.
The last time I saw a payphone was on the boardwalk at Ocean City, Maryland.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my.
Yeah, the last time I saw a payphone was when I was still living in Portland. They had them at the main mall, but they probably don't have them anymore.
You know, I had to look this up for a patron not too long ago, but there's a list online. If you go to the phone company and then look for payphones in the area, they have a list. And they are few and far between, I tell you what.
Well, yeah, because it's stupid to have payphones.
Yeah, how much do they even cost anymore? Like $1.50?
And they get vandalized like crazy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, I remember back in the payphone days when, I mean, just you'd have to pick two or three of them and you have to look real close to the receiver. Receiver that's all covered in all sorts of awful stuff.
Yeah, that's when you hold it a few inches away from your head and scream into it.
Is that the telephone version of hovering over the toilet?
Yes, exactly.
you could get herpes from a telephone, Jay. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And you can get crabs from a toilet. What's your point?
Wasn't there something you would be able to do with a payphone, like to kind of rig it or something, where you take off the... Maybe I'm...
I just called the operator and asked what they were wearing. What are you wearing?
Remember, you know,
and that's another thing. You can't prank call anybody anymore.
No, you can't.
Because everybody has a caller ID.
Unless you call from a payphone.
Just why they got rid of them. It's all a conspiracy.
It is a conspiracy, damn it.
We didn't land on the moon. It was faked on a Hollywood soundstage.
We used to go down the street from my buddy's house and call the sex lines. As, oh, poor sex-starved teenagers. We could never get them to start talking.
The 1-800 numbers or the 1-900?
Oh, yeah, because they wanted your credit card.
You can't dial the 1-900. Not 1-900s are blocked.
Oh.
We knew better. We never even tried them. But the 1-800 ones, yeah, they want your credit card number. But they never said anything about credit card number. So we'd say horrible stuff. And then they'd hang up on us.
Oh, you.
And then we'd laugh. And then we'd laugh. Because we were teenagers and we were bored. Bored teenagers. Oh, what an awful thing. Hopefully, because of the internet, my daughter won't be bored.
No, she'll just be sexting people.
Oh, Jay, Jesus.
You're welcome.
Oh, Jay. Oh, Jay.
Oh,
you have a daughter, Jay.
I do, and she's even older than Lawirda. So I've thought more about chainsaws. So
she knows how to use the toilet.
Lawirda?
My daughter.
No.
What?
She's potty trained now?
No, she filled her drawers with some awful business today.
Oh, you're talking about
it was so smelly. Oh God!
I was about to say, geez, she's a genius.
No, she's just standing up and trying to figure out how to walk.
Oh, okay. Well, good for her.
All right.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Well, yeah, my folks said I was an early walker, so we'll see what she does. She keeps trying to stand up unassisted and realizes, no, I really can't do this, but she keeps trying, so.
When they first start walking, it's awesome because they're like little miniature drunks. Oh, yeah. Stagger, they fall on their ass, they giggle a lot. It's just like being out with a professional drunk.
Oh, no, that I have definitely on many occasions.
It's like hanging out with Ted Kennedy, only without the dead assistants.
That's true. That is true. Yeah. No, there's several walkers at my daughter's daycare, and that is certain amusement when I like come in and see that she's like just started a bottle, and I go, you know what, I'll take over that. And because she's just going to stare at me anyway. So, and then I just watch the little stumbling drunks. They're hilarious. But yeah, no, not yet. Not yet walking. Just standing up and grabbing stuff that she shouldn't grab.
Well, we're about out of time. Actually, we're way over time.
Yeah, we're over time. But you know what? It was a good show.
It was a good show.
Well, we need to have more. Maybe yes, maybe no drunk T-Bolts. I'm gonna vote that he was indeed drunk.
Because I don't know. It's hard to tell. But
it was way too awesome for sober. I've seen the man sober.
He's not that funny when he's sober.
He never started singing to me.
That's true. He never started singing.
Yeah. So
did he sing tonight?
Oh yes,
he sure did. I don't know what he sang.
He sang the Bangles.
Oh
no, that wasn't the Bangles, was it?
Are you sure? I think it was.
He's saying he was pretty drunk.
He was going to sing Manic Monday Monday next week.
Oh, okay.
And I'm holding him to it.
Next week.
What, there's not going to be a next week?
No.
Has next week been canceled?
No, next week hadn't been canceled. Brita will be at
Awesome,
Pensick,
I get to stay home from work.
Brita I won't be here next week.
Yep.
Because you'll be wearing a corset.
I will not, because Brita's, I don't have one.
And carrying a broadsword.
Brita's venturing off into the Middle Ages.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and wearing a jerkin commando.
A what?
Jerkins.
Oh, I'm always commando.
Are you always commando?
At Pensick?
Oh, thank God.
No, I'm not.
Sorry, Brita, too late. My fantasy has already been started.
God. All right.
You're going to have to wait till the next fantasy begins before you can have your interjections.
All right, can we quit now?
I don't know.
And on that note,
Occupy Square Report. I am staying on.
I really want to quit now.
Everyone, you know what? It's going to be Weird Beard's personal Square Report coming up, where we're just going to talk about ducklings and how soft they are and how much softer my hair is than Alan's. Because my hair is very, very soft. I keep it nice and short. So it is. I am soft like a new baby duckling.
We're going to have to compare.
Oh, God.
I think we ought to.
Do not send me hair clippings.
I'm not going to send you hair clippings. Those go in my trash can. No, you gotta feel on me so I can make my noises when you pat my head.
We're not talking about your back hair. We're talking about your head hair, right?
Well, my back hair is fairly soft as well, but it's a little coarser than my head hair.
Where's the ridge back?
It's not like Jay's back hair. Jay's back hair is good for filing rust off of an old firearm.
Yes,
it's nice because it takes the rust off, but it doesn't touch the bluing. It's perfect.
Well, the natural oils of my skin.
That's absolutely why the NRA hired you, Jay.
Who do you oil your guns with?
I just take my shirt off and walk through the armory three times.
It is genuine Guido olive oil.
Jay is 25% olive oil. It's genuine
guinea grease.
Did you know that in the 1930s, guineas were nearly hunted to extinction?
Yeah, but we breed so quick.
Oh, God.
It's okay.
You guys do breed quick. Oh, man. Just keep the pasta going.
The pasta must flow.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
We know reference. Jay, are you part of the shipping guild?
Bye, everybody.
All right, good night, internet.
Bye.